welcome to another episode of the Nintendo Entertainment Podcast. I am Triforce Todd, and joining me today is Wario Will.
Yeah, after that entire thing, I just gotta say, Pokemon Company, why is it you gotta make the star Pokemon so bloody adorable, dang it? It's just like, see those three, I'm gonna have cuteness.
Captain, I am detecting a fanboy overload on the bridge. It's like, I know, Will can't control himself.
Dude, it's bloody adorable, you can't deny that.
I mean, I could, but I won't.
So, you deny cuteness, dear sir.
I just said I could, but I won't. So, clearly you're not listening again. Anyway, and Tellius Tyler.
I cannot wait to Mr. Game & Watch 9, you guys, talking about why Grookey is the best starter in Pokemon Gen 8. Pokemon Sword and Shield. I forget
what
the names. I'd still
no
say Gen
this.
8, but...
No, I say Gen 8. I still say Gen 8. Cause
Sword and Shield. We got to start getting used to Sword and Shield. It's just, it's so offbeat, but we got to get used to it.
It's just that they never, they've always done either colors or colored-filled objects, like Diamond, Pearl, Crystal, and all that. So, you know, it's all about context. So, oh, wait, Sun and Moon, I suppose.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, Sword and Shield feels so different, and yet, you're right, it's really not, but I love it. I think it's a good game.
I think it's good. Anyway, so as you can tell, we are all uber hyped about the Pokemon Sword and Shield, the recently revealed Gen 8, confirmed for Nintendo Switch later this year after months of speculation. No, wait, oh, well over a year of speculation, actually. So we're going to be talking about that both in the news section and in our main event, where we'll talk about our thoughts, feelings, and what we hope to get through Sword and Shield. But first, we have some other things to talk about. Such as, what have you been playing? Tyler, how about you start us off?
Oh, that's pretty fitting, because I've been playing a bunch of stuff, actually. A bunch of stuff, meaning two kind of different games. I actually started Undertale the other day. It was on sale for like $10, so I picked it up. And I really like it. I think that I messed up the pacifist run already, though. Undertale is one of those games that you've kind of just hear things about over the years since it's been out. And I know that there's a bunch of different endings, and the conditions to get the true pacifist ending are very specific. And I gotta imagine I killed Toriel in the beginning because she wouldn't let me not kill her. But then the flower came up and started taunting me for killing her, which kind of said you didn't have to kill her. So I don't know what I did wrong. I'm sure that it was something. But I kind of see why people really like this game. It's so offbeat. It's kind of weird, really weird. But the dialogue's pretty funny, and the world's kind of cool, so I'm enjoying that a fair bit. But I've been spending most of my time playing Wargroove, which came out in the beginning of the month, and I love this game. Like, I highly recommend anybody who enjoys tactics games pick this one up. It's a lot of fun. There's a crazy amount of content. I'm a little less than halfway through the main campaign right now, but I love the fact that even though you mostly follow Mircea, the main character, there are a lot of side chapters that let you kind of experience other commanders before you use them in the arcade. So I got to use Cesar the dog, which is hilarious, and the team did a great job of writing dialogue for it. It's very funny. Lots of good boy jokes. And Greenfinger, who's like the leader of the Floran, just a different race in the game. But it's phenomenal. The tactics are great. It's hard to get 5 stars on every challenge, so there's a lot of replayability for the different maps. I have honestly no complaints off the top of my head. It feels different than any other strategy game I've played. In Fire Emblem, you really want to kind of bait units into attacking you first, which doesn't make a lot of sense when you actually think about it, right? You would think that after getting sliced, you probably wouldn't slice as hard. But in Wargroove, it works that way, where your attacks, you want to be the initiator because you'll do a ton of damage, and then if the enemy will do significantly less when wounded. So it's all about kind of being strategically aggressive and using your commander special abilities to the fullest. Phenomenal game. I highly recommend it.
Cool.
All right, Will, how about you?
For me, and this actually just got released today, I'm actually playing the DLC for Travis Strikes Again, which you play as Shinobu and the Black Dandelion DLC. And from basically what I'm playing so far right now, again, you play as Shinobu. She has her own separate skill chip, so she plays definitely plays differently than with Travis or Batman. But overall, I haven't really tried much of that. I only just recently started right now, but there's also the extra visual novel style, which is Batman Strikes Again. I haven't checked on the script yet, but if you have seen the script of Travis Touchdown, probably it's gonna be fourth wall breaking. But again, I need to go explore that first. But overall, first impression of the Black Dandelion DLC. So far, the new script, there's also new convos whenever you play back the levels again, so there is new content, so to speak. So overall, like, it is looking good so far. The DLC is definitely looking good, and plus it comes with the game if you bought it, the physical copy, so like, heck, free DLC, why not? So there's that. And also naturally been just going back onto Tetris 99, which, yeah, I just gotta say that the game, I know it's just Tetris overall, but I really can't escape the fate of just playing Tetris the entire time, every single my lunch breaks. It's like, so addicting, so addicting.
Why am I so bad at Tetris? That's another game I've been playing. I kind of skipped over it. I started Tetris 99. I didn't think I was that bad at Tetris. I only played like five or six games, and the best I did was 11th. Like, why are people so good at
Five.
Tetris? What do you do with that stupid block that's like the two? It's like the square, but the top part slid over one. And like it's like an S, I guess. I just there's never I always get that block and I never know where to put it and then my stack gets ruined and then I notice that oh wow I'm about to get just bodied by my competition and
That's the
all of a sudden
thing.
it goes and then I lose.
That's the thing about Battle Royals, man. Sometimes, like, when you, like, I've seen so much gameplay, basically, sometimes you could be, nobody's be targeting you, which is obviously you're gonna have an easier time. You want to be stay out of the grid, but at the same time, if you try to go for kills, you earn badges, and basically you make yourself a target. If you go, like, almost get filled up, you're also a target because you're easy KOs for other people just to prey upon you. That's how Battle Royals work.
It's
So, like,
brutal. I just constantly die, and it's just not fun. It's a lot of fun.
well, again, that's Battle Royals for you, man.
Yeah, like there are times when I was chilling and playing, and I found myself being in fifth place. But then I also had another one where I was like at 86 just because people just kept attacking me. So yeah, I understand that pain. But yeah, my highest is fifth. I know Willow's got first three times. So you know, it's all about focus. I've never been this good at Tetris as I am now because I think about the moves and you know the how you stack them and what where the blocks go and how to use the blocks, when to hold the blocks, etc. It's practice. It really is. So, and I will get first place one day. One day.
That winner Tetris dinner.
Oh, don't you start. Don't bring PUBG into this.
Hey, blame like Battlegrounds for having that line. That's how it got popular in the first place.
And yeah, just be careful, or I'll block you. Yeah, you deserve that. All right. As for me,
Yeah,
I'm
that was
not.
just a horrible joke, if
I
anything.
know. That's the point. That's the joke, Will, is that it's
Will's joke about
horrible.
your joke, definitely a winner though.
Anyway, so as for me, I'm not gonna lie. I've had a pretty rough week, and so the only thing I've been doing is playing Tetris and Fire Emblem Heroes.
Oh, now
So.
Will should feel bad. You made fun of Todd's joke. He's had a rough week.
Yeah, I've had a rough week. So, but I'm working it out and everything, and I got a con this weekend, so I'm hoping to, you know, have some fun and see some good cosplays, and I'll let you know what I see. But yeah, I've been playing Tetris 99, and just like Tyler says, it's still so addicting. Tetris does not deserve to be this addicting. All right, it was addicting in the 90s when Battle Royale was just a movie from Japan. All right. I'm hoping that someone at home got that
I
reference.
highly doubt that anyone got that, but I respect you for trying.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, but yeah, it was addicting before, but this is just ridiculous. And I'll just think to myself, oh, I got 5 minutes until I have to go do something. I could play a round of Tetris because usually the matches take 6 to 7 minutes before I get kicked out at my best, obviously.
Why are you so good at Tetris?
Practice! I told you. I
It's all
literally
about
just.
practice and reaction time, basically.
And focus. Yeah. So, but I've been playing that. I'm enjoying that. Heroes, not so much. Tyler, I am finally starting to see the light with you.
Thank you.
And yeah, no, you know what exactly what I'm talking about, Will. There was this. If you didn't know, there was this special event where players would choose a character and win a battle or whatever, and then the top characters of those battles would be put into a banner, and you would get to pick one of those characters to get for free. And we're like, oh, that's really cool. And then I saw the winners, and I wanted Duma, from Shadows of Valentia slash Gaiden.
Same.
What?
Same.
Oh, same. I thought you said Dame. I'm like, what? No,
Oh, no.
same,
Same.
same. Okay. Anyway, but like, I was like, oh, this is cool. Well, we'll get that. And then, so sure enough, the banner comes out, and they're the top four, and they go, you could choose one to, you'll get one of them for free. And I'm like, sweet. So I go in there, and all they do is they show you four golden orbs, which means that you can't pick the exact color you want, which is stupid. And I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen, all three of us got Brave Lynn,
Yep,
who we
yep.
honestly didn't want because I have her. I think
I
Will
have
has.
her and she's bad. She's not even a good unit.
She is
It
for
was
me.
awful. It, no,
And
I
yeah,
mean,
not like the Brave Lynn. Yeah, not like Brave Lynn.
yeah, this was a legendary Lynn.
Oh, Legendary Lynn, right. Sorry,
Brave Lynn
Legendary Lynn.
was really good. Legendary Lynn was a green archer,
Right.
and just that in and of itself was like, okay, you're
Yeah.
kind of useless.
Nah.
So it was just we all, and then I started seeing online like a lot of the other people got Lynn, and I'm like, maybe this was a glitch. And then Will said, "Oh, someone got Doom." I'm like, "Crap!" So, but this was stupid. Now the first time this happened with the first anniversary, that was different because they had a plethora of each color that you could get one of the units for, and so it was more of like, oh yeah, you choose one, then it was a random draw. That one kind of made sense because it was luck of the draw. This was four distinct characters, just like the Brave banners. And we couldn't choose which one we wanted. And so I feel like I got cheated.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then with the legendary Roy banner, I got two Creeds.
Oh, you too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's the kicker. I got one of them on my free draw. And I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. And then I kept starting to go through my orbs, and I got Hurried again. I'm like, crap. And then I got the seasonal Micaiah. And I'm like,
Okay.
okay, I'm done. Because I didn't have her, to be fair, but it just wasn't the same. And I was like, this is just, I hate these banners. Because it's like, if
Yeah.
I, and I had a lot of orbs, and I still got like, I don't know, like 160 orbs. So I'm at least decent when the next one comes that I want. But it's like, even with the 8% banner, which is very good odds considering, it's just not worth it. So.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's RNG for you. Like, just for a record as well, I always got two crits, some Festive Micaiah, Halloween Niles, and again, Feldrake Robin, which I'm currently sitting at 9.5% right now. I just really want that legendary Roy, and yeah, I'm just really glad they took cues from like the original Surfer tier and from Smash, which is pretty nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, granted, like this, yeah, that's how gacha games kind of work. I understand the disappointment when like RNG does not bless you, and like, are you serious? After all the sacrifice I did, you
Yeah.
RNG has not blessed me. It's like,
Nope. It's just the
I
game
hate
is
you.
not rewarding in the slightest.
No.
Like you've the game modes are all kind of stale at this point. But even if they weren't, you're fighting to collect these orbs, and just that 3% chance that you're gonna get what you want is so low, and you just never get you. I mean, rarely get what you want. You get what you want 3% of the time, which is not great. And it's
Unless
just
it's the
it's
Lagus banner
frustrating.
where I got all four and 130
Yeah, I
orbs.
mean,
Again, it's
sometimes
all
you
about
have great luck and
RNG.
it works out. But I've noticed since I stopped spending money on the game because it just stopped being fun to me. Just how rare getting good units is.
Yeah.
Like I feel like how you probably felt in the beginning, Todd, although you enjoyed the game more, especially because it was new then. Just the grind of trying to get a 5-star if that I want is just it just doesn't happen, and it's not fun. And that legendary summon where we didn't get to pick which one we wanted was the real kind of kicker, because one Intelligent Systems knows that people are turning on the game. Like it's pretty open that the game is not very good anymore. And yet they still kind of wouldn't just throw us a bone as sort of a, hey, like, hang in there, we've got something for you. It just felt like salt in the wound, especially when I got Lynn, like the only one. Like the other three, Azura I have, but she's really good at least. Mir is the same way. She was really just a great unit. And then Duma isn't that amazing, but he's Duma. It's probably the coolest character that they've added to the game, besides maybe Grail recently. And just I just that's I just wanted Duma because he's cool and I like Fire Emblem Echoes. And I think you couldn't get him. They wouldn't give him to you.
Twisting the knife. So, but yeah, that's what I've been playing, and yeah, it's just funny because Heroes was my go-to game for a long time, like when I needed something to do. And now, like, I'll do it just because I still want the orbs and I still want, to get certain characters or at least try. But if I'm bored, I go to Tetris now.
Yeah, no,
Add your ass.
can't believe it. Tetris is easy to play quickly too if you're me and you lose like 30 seconds.
that's the beautiful thing about the Switch. You can literally pause it, like turn it off on the main menu, come back on, get a game, be in it within a minute, and then you can start playing and be done within 10, if at
Yeah.
most. So, and a lot less if you're getting targeted. So, oy vey. All right, well, moving on to news. There was obviously the big piece of news with that one direct, and we'll definitely get to talk about that. But there's honestly, well and truly, been a lot of other news. So it's time to go down the warp pipe. So, like I said, do you want to start with a direct? I mean, it feels like we should,
Yeah, it feels like we
Just
should. Adam,
briefly, I mean, then
Adam,
afterward we can
we'll talk
discuss it.
about our thoughts on the game at the end. That'll be our
Yeah.
closing segment.
Right.
But
All right. So, officially now, Gen 8 has been announced. It is officially Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield, which makes me really wonder what the third one might be if they do it at all. The obvious one is Lance, but I'm not sure they go that. Pokemon Bow and Arrow. No.
right. The
#Decidueye.
obvious one is gun, but
No. No. They edited out a gun in they no one of the lost episodes of Pokemon is one that points a gun at Ash's head, and so there's no
yeah.
way, especially with the political climate, that they'll do something called Pokemon Gun.
Pokemon gun. No, I just love the art of my guy Grookey
Oh
holding like
gosh.
the peanut pop gun or even just a regular pistol. Those fingers crack me up. Grookey gang,
Stop.
Grookey gang. You don't start trouble, there won't be trouble. But if you start trouble, there's gonna be trouble.
Oh
Well, I believe the motto of the Bunny Battalion is "Gotta go fast."
boy.
Can't hit what you can't catch. Anyway.
All my friends, I think Score Bunny is the worst, and
Oh,
I
come
don't
on.
think he's
Oh
that
boy.
bad.
No,
Like
he's not.
I think Sobble's the worst.
Oh, I
Like
mean,
I'm gonna say it, I think
okay,
Sobble.
stop,
Thumbs
stop,
fighting words.
stop.
Thumbs are fighting words, man.
Stop. We'll get to them in a second. Let's just talk about the generics first, and then we'll get into the starter debate,
Fine.
okay? All right, so like I said, it's Pokemon Sword and Shield. We are going to the Galara region. Oh, sorry, Galar
Galar.
region. I keep getting the L mixed up. It's Galar region, which is actually based on the British Isles, which is actually pretty cool, because obviously Alola was based on Hawaii. And it's the most vertical region in
Yes.
history. Like,
Yes,
that's
yes.
what's most striking about it, is
Yes.
that it's literally a straight line. You could almost say it's sword shaped, and that's not a pun. I just mean that literally. So, or you could say that it's sword shaped and the shield is at the top, kind of like a Master Sword and Shield kind of combo. Just so, I'm just saying, it kind of looks like that. But, it's a very unique looking region. So there's that, and you can't confirm via the trailer that there are going to be Pokemon from the other regions in this game, which is what you would expect because we don't know how many new Pokemon are going to be in the game. And then the graphics look amazing. We got to see our first look at the HD graphics, not the starter reveal trailers; those were special graphics, but. The look looks very similar to Sun and Moon, but obviously enhanced with HD graphics, much more details, much more animations.
Yeah, it's like very reminiscent to like of what recent titles like Let's Go Eevee and
Oh,
Pikachu, and
yeah, but a little more advanced.
yeah, a bit more advanced, and yeah, just gotta say like also like the regarding to like customization of your avatar, like it seems they really are improving more on that. Like now, as usual in prior games, the avatar really looks like you're a kid. This time, you almost look like the point of actually a teenager,
Yeah, I
which is
agree.
kind of interesting.
Well, because
Interesting to say about.
you can actually see the proportions.
Yeah.
So,
Yes.
yeah, and then
And yeah, just and
and then you.
yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but basically, like, also been noticing as well, like, is this probably the first game that we're gonna have a free controlling camera? Because we usually have fixed camera angles. Is this gonna be the first time we're gonna have a free controlled camera?
Possible. I mean, we have to see another trailer to be sure, but that's you never know. And then we can confirm also via the trailer that we that encounter battles are back, where you like run through the grass and everything. So that's interesting, and then I think that's better because I know some people didn't like that with Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, but I kind of did. It's you either take it or you leave it. So
Right. I think like the reason people kind of prefer and Let's Go is because one, you actually can see and avoid it instead of have to rely on simple RNG, perhaps, if
yeah.
that's the case.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's better this way, but I do hope that the one thing I didn't really like in the trailer was that shot of the Pokemon trainer running through the grass. It just seemed kind of empty and lifeless. I hope that they actually add, and obviously the game's not coming out at least for another 9 months at least.
They said late 2019. It said
Yeah, so
late
there's plenty of time
2019.
to add stuff to the backgrounds, but I would like to see some Pokemon maybe that you just can't. In the out of bounds area, definitely some in the sky, just to give the world that extra sense of life.
So that's interesting. And then, of course, the possibly biggest reveal outside of the name of the games. We know our starters. We got Grookey,
Rookie
Scorbunny.
gang.
Stop it. Grookey, Scorbunny, and Sobble. Yeah, grass, fire, and water types. And if you haven't seen, we'll have a link here in the on the Outer Haven page. But me, Tyler, and one of our new guys, Janvier, apologies if I'm not saying your name right, each wrote a piece on why one of the starters is better than the other to pick. Tyler obviously did Sobble.
Yeah, no. I
No.
mean, I'd get funny, real funny.
Yes, I am.
No, you don't. I remember what I said about don't start trouble or there won't be trouble.
Yeah,
You're trying to start some trouble with the Grookey gang.
yeah,
I don't
you
appreciate
can't hit what you can't catch, Tyler. Anyway, but yes, no, Tyler did Grookey, I did Scorbunny and Yanvier,
Grookey.
whatever. Grookey, and then I did Scorbunny and Yanvier did Sobble. So be sure to check those out. And it's definitely interesting looks. I mean, we have a lot of personality. I actually liked how they did the individual mini trailers for
Yes,
each of
that was
them.
great. And it showed that Grookey's the king. Grookey said no
Please,
to running for
boy,
the
come on,
hills. He
enough of
said
the
I'm running.
battles.
And then he climbed the stack. He climbed the factory stack and looked out over the city as the king.
Jeez Louise, don't play Lion King this now. But yeah, that's one thing. Speaking as one who's not really is kind of impartial here, and just looking, just seeing the entire community just kind of like making this whole debate once again, even since back Gen 1. Like now we're making battle lines of like who is the best starter Pokemon of this generation. It's like holy moly.
Hey, now this is one nerd rage debate I can actually get behind. All right, because it's honestly really harmless, and me and Tyler are going at it right now. But he said behind the scenes that he really liked my piece on Scorbunny and all that, even though he
I
dissed the
appreciated
Energize.
it. It was funny. It was a bunch of lies. It was
Oh
lies and
please,
blasphemy, but it was very well written
oh
and it was good
please.
fun.
Says the traitor. Says the traitor. Anyway, but yeah, they're interesting. And let me just say that if you want proof that Scorbunny is the best, when he left the scene, it was literally lit up because there was fire on his
Jeez.
footprints.
Yeah, Scorbunny got scared, chased away by Sobble, a little crying, tiny little amoeba Pokemon that just drinks water and hides
Hey, do not insult Sobble. As the only one who's like will actually defend Sobble here, Genevieve cannot join us. I will defend him in his place. So don't make fun of Sobble. Do not make fun of him. Do not tease
It
him.
says it in its name. It cries, it whines, it hides, it's a
I
coward.
know that's why it's so adorable. Therefore, you want to protect us, so do not insult my
No,
baby.
I don't want to need to be protecting my Pokemon. My Pokemon needs to be able to do battle. And my guy Grookey,
You
he's got a
cruel
stick
boy!
that he
You
beats
cruel
people with.
man,
Oh
sir!
my.
Oh gosh. And you do realize, Tyler, you just know that his final evolution is going to be like the most boss thing ever
Yeah.
because it's going to be like he's like Sobble has finally mastered his fear and become fear itself.
Sobble could become a ghost water, which would be really cool.
Ooh, that'd be boss. I
Yeah,
like
that's one
that.
thing I'm kind of wondering as well, because Scorbunny apparently is also another fire fighting type, which how many of them we have in the previous generation now?
This
We literally
would
have no
be
almost.
three, because we had Tepig who became Emboar and
Oh yeah,
Torchic who
yeah,
became Blaziken.
who break the
Lest we
scale.
Yeah.
forget, Blaziken. Oh, you said Blaziken?
I said Blaziken.
Yes, you
Emboar
did say
and
Blaziken.
Blaziken were the fighting fire types.
There's only this would be the third?
Yeah.
Yeah, this will break the even scale. It was three on three
Wait,
each right
was
now, so.
Infernape
Oh, Infernape!
fighting?
Right, I forgot
Yeah.
about Infernape. My
So
bad.
yeah, this will break the scale now. So we're
Dang.
like, it's pretty much nearly like we're filling out the entire Chinese zodiac, which it was actually a meme of it for the fire Pokemon. Actually, it was pretty funny.
Do we have confirmation though that it's gonna be firefighting?
No, we don't. It had a
It's currently
Band-Aid on its
a
nose.
speculation, but
Speculation.
it seems to be given to the fact that it's using feed and fire. Then who knows? Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, but I think they're all good in their own ways. The looks are very unique. I like that we got a grass monkey and a fire bunny. I honestly can't wait for score bunnies, because if they don't make him like, I can't even think of a name, but like Rabablaze or something like that. And he's just like the like his like special move is like Mach Speed Fire or something like that, and it's just f like a flaming supercharge, like flame charge on steroids. He's like the epitome of speed, you know. I see that in my head, but I don't know, because you never know with the Pokemon Company.
I have to put in a complaint really quick,
Oh
though.
boy.
And this is levied not at the Pokemon Company, not at you guys. It's levied at the fans. The fans are lazy when coming up with hashtags for their favorite
Oh,
Pokemon.
here we go.
They
Oh
are very
boy.
lazy. Grookey Gang is obviously dope. Like, that's clearly the one for Grookey. Grookey Gang, perfect. But Sobble and Scorbunny, the fans are too lazy to come up with different hashtags for them. First of all, they want to go Sobble Squad. Like, Squad is fine. It's overplayed. Overplayed for sure. My shout out to my friend JT. He came up with Sobble Syndicate, which is much cooler.
Syndicate?
Much cooler. Yeah, Sobble
Syndicate.
Syndicate is dope. I mean, that kind of makes me like Grookey Gang is way better, so I
Well,
would never
granted,
say
it
that.
does have some English history, so I agree with that. Granted, granted.
Yeah, Sobble Syndicate is sick. And then for Scorbunny, I came up with the perfect Bunny Battalion. The
But
Bunny
that doesn't
Battalion.
have score in it. It has to
Yeah.
be Score Bunny
No, it doesn't
Battalion.
though. That's the thing. You got to get creative. You got to think outside the box. You
But
got to
then
go
that's
a
not
bunny
about
battalion.
Score Bunny. That's
It
just
is
about
though.
any
No,
bunny.
no, no, no. It's about score bunny because it's trending. It's context. It's
Oh, please.
context. People can figure it out. You got to trust the audience, Todd. They understand when they see the bunny battalion. They're like, "Oh, that's a score bunny battalion." They're running right at us. Like, we got to duck. I mean, obviously, Grookey Gang is not one to duck. But yeah. So come up with better hashtags, people.
I was actually kind of thinking of Score Bunny Brigade, I feel like.
Bunny Brigade's not too bad either, but anyway, so but yeah, what I am amazed at is the response to like the fan art, and like someone's already made a
Yes.
plushie of Score Bunny, and it was like 6 hours after the reveal, and
Yeah.
it was like, how did this happen so quickly? So, you know, props to you all for, you know, displaying your Nintendo pride. I'm proud of you all, and we are all looking forward to this. We are all excited about this, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
We'll talk
yeah,
about the
sure.
game more in a minute here.
Yeah. And then of course, you know, just the fact that they did this directly. We were all curious about how they would do the 7 minutes and everything, but
Yes,
they
yes,
honestly did
yes.
it very well. The perfect amount of teases. They gave us the name. They stated it's still at present coming late 2019, so we're thinking, you know, November, December, but you know, they did enough, and then you know we're gonna get like a full trailer at E3.
Course,
So,
course,
of
course.
course. So, okay, we're gonna step away from the Galar region for now. Okay, so say goodbye to Grookey, Tyler. Say
Grookey
goodbye.
Gang. The Grookey Gang is with me. He's with me no matter through this whole podcast, he's with me.
Yeah, here's the thing, Tyler. Here's the truth. Here's the truth. Grookey is a good Pokemon.
Grookey. It's
Okay,
Grookey.
whatever.
Grookey.
Grookey is a good Pokemon. And I'm sure he's gonna be a loyal companion to you when you get Sword or Shield, all right? But with me and Score Bunny, we're gonna keep going and going and going and going
God.
and
Terrible.
going
Terrible.
and going.
Duracell is the better battery, hands down. I didn't even need to mention that when I was taking down rabbits in my R hill about why Grookey was the best. I thought about it. I thought, no, I'm gonna take a shot at the Easter Bunny instead.
That was mean. That
Yo,
was
the
so mean. What do you
Easter
got
Bunny.
against the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, the
Come
Easter Bunny is
on.
the stupidest mascot. What does a bunny have to do
Oh,
with the
not any?
resurrection of Christ?
Oh gosh.
Easter Bunny, come
Oh
on.
gosh. You're so
Oh
mean.
boy.
So
Dustin.
mean.
Remember
You
how
know
the
what?
Easter Bunny in the Timmy Turner Christmas episode? He was
Oh
like the biggest
no.
jerk.
Oh no.
Yeah,
Don't
the
stop.
Danny
Don't stop.
DeVito wannabe. It was awesome.
The Easter Bunny tried to kill Santa Claus in that episode. That is how trash the Easter
A
Bunny
lot
is.
of the characters. They had a baby. It's a big baby. It's gonna be a big year. You almost kill him too. So what's up with that? And then of course Cupid and April Fool. The April Fool was the real jerk. All right, he's the
Nobody was
jerk.
worse than the Easter Bunny.
Oh please. Anyway, we're diverging. Anyway, so actually one more side tangent. When I was writing my article, which is literally called The Truth because it says it in its name. When I was looking up the picture for the Energizer Bunny, I found a good pick, and I saw he was pointing his one of his batons at the camera, and I don't know why, but the first words that came out of my mouth were "Suck it, Tyler." And I'm
When,
like,
sorry, when what? I was distracted.
"Suck it, Tyler." And I was like, because I was talking about the greatness of the Energizer Bunny, and then there's this picture, and it's like the picture knew what I was wanting to go for, and so I put that as the caption.
I
"Suck
was
it, Tyler."
cracking up when I saw that, yeah.
And then when I put Incineroar as like one of the proof that the fire types were the best, that was just perfect because of Smash Brothers. Anyway, so anyway,
Grass types are the best. I used to think fire types, but grass types got the body of work. You gotta look at the body of work, Todd.
I am
The fire types have Charizard. Charizard's the number one best Pokemon. Like best starter
Look,
Pokemon.
if we're looking at the consistency of great fire types, it's between fire and water, and then water lost it last generation with Primarina.
Yeah, I mean Primarina was solid, but Litten was the
Weird.
worst last generation, I felt.
Who?
Litten was uninspired.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the final evolution. So
Okay.
you always give a pass to the first ones because like I wasn't impressed with Rowlet. Ooh, it's an owl with a bow
I
tie.
kind of liked Rally. It has an owl with
See?
a bow tie. It's
Exactly.
kind of
So that's
dope.
the like that's why you give the first generation a pass. That's why I'm giving Sobble his due because I know that he's gonna turn out to this mega epic super lizard.
No, see, I look at the first ones as the most important because that's the one you got to pick between. Like when they give you the choice, they're in that first stage. I mean, you're right. You spend most time with the final evolution, but I'm looking at that first batch, and I would say grass type is the best.
I don't know, but I mean, like we had Turtwig. He wasn't the best.
Turtwig was lame, I will
Turtwig
say.
was
Turtwig
lame.
was a dark moment for grass types.
Snivy was too much like
I was cool
Treecko.
with Snivy, but it was too
Eh.
much like Treecko.
Yeah,
Treecko was great though.
Treecko was a boss. Treecko was a boss. Chikorita was adorable, especially in the anime.
Chikorita, fire.
Bulbasaur is
Bulbasaur is
classic.
great, obviously. Yeah. And
So.
then Rowlet was I liked Rowlet the best. Rowlet, obviously, Decidueye was the best of the final form. We all
No,
know.
Incineroar
And
all the way.
then yeah,
Decidueye
I
was a
think
close second.
Chespin was kind of weak. Fennekin's
Eh,
right there. Like,
Chespin.
why are you
Yeah,
gonna pick
see.
Chespin when Fennekin's
Yeah.
right there? But
And so, like, that's the thing is, though, is that by the time we get the games, we know their final evolutions. And here's a great example of this: Sinnoh. All right, I didn't want to pick Piplup. Why? That was like too simple. Then you see Empoleon,
Empoleon was sick.
and you go, "Darn!" All
And
right.
Empoleon's clear choice
All
there.
right, you gotta stop. You got news to get to. All right, so first bit of news, and this was one I'm very, very proud of. Saints Row the Third has officially been dated for the Nintendo Switch. The most insane port to the Switch yet, but I'm proud of it because this is a game I actually worked on when I was at Volition. True story. It's coming out May 10th, and so if you have never played this game, if you never had the opportunity to play this game, get it. It comes with the main game and all of the DLC, which honestly wasn't that much if we're being honest, but you know, it was there. It was there.
Hey, you don't like Get Out of Hell? You don't like Get Out of Hell?
Oh wait, that was Saints Row 4. That
Oh,
yeah, that was
okay.
Saints Row
I
4.
mean,
The
isn't
Saints Row the Third DLC was basically costumes and weapons packs.
Oh, okay. My bad, my bad. Okay,
So
okay.
no, that was number 4. Anyway, so
And
that's.
yeah, the only thing that I'm kind of wondering, right, when they bring this game, are they going to include a certain sword? I wonder.
Yeah. Dude, they have Bayonetta lose her clothes every time she attacks. They're not gonna care about a you know what. It's
Okay.
there is
It's
no
Saints Row,
way.
granted.
Yeah, and again, if that's literally the least offensive thing, considering all of the crap that Saints Row the Third does. And this is from a
Okay,
guy who played it
granted.
8 hours a day for 3 months. I know
Right,
exactly
and there's
what's
a
in every
pimp, there's
single
all
thing.
that, yes, there's all that, sure, yeah,
Yeah, so
granted.
trust me, that the bat is the least of your worries. Anyway, but yeah, I'm very happy that this game is coming. I am good. When I went to Volition and I was there during the ending phase, we each got a copy of the game. I got the Xbox copy, but I didn't have an Xbox.
Ouch.
Yeah, but thankfully when I went to Chicago, my roommate did, so I got to play it on his for a while, and he didn't mind. He was actually impressed I worked on the game. But ever since then, I haven't had a chance to play it. But now I can, because I have the
And
Switch.
I got a question for you. Like, which voice is better, Troy Baker or Nolan North?
In what context?
Regarding to your avatar, you can choose many different voices for your hero, and there's like plenty of great ones. But I gotta ask you, Troy Baker or Nolan North?
Oh, I honestly rarely played as a male.
Ha. Okay.
There's a reason. There's a reason. When we were playing the game, we one time had to do a randomizer to test the function and see how all the outfits looked. And this one time, I got the female boss, and I don't know why. I just dug the way she looked, and like the voice was really strong. I can't remember who played her, but so I was just like, okay. But if I had to choose, I'd probably go Nolan North.
Because I know, remember one of the original detail of voices for the female is Laura Bailey. So yeah.
Oh, that was it. It was Laura Bailey. That was it.
Ah, nice.
So
Good, good, good.
yeah, so that was a good one. But anyway, May 10th, it's coming out, and as if to keep it going, Resident Evil 0, 1, and 4 are all coming to the Switch on May 21st. So if you haven't played these
Ooh.
Resident Evil titles, now you can.
Well, honestly, I think there's only one correct choice to actually get, per se, and that's
Yep,
number
Resident
four.
Evil
But,
0.
Paul,
I'm
Sam, come on,
kidding. I'm
you know it's four.
kidding. I
But
never
yeah,
played
granted,
it.
you
I
want
don't
to
really
get.
care.
Well, again, if you have, of course, you want to go just get your roots down, then sure, zero or one is probably the best way to start, but actually, number four is just kind of like that great B action, especially with Leon Kennedy, man. So yeah.
What I appreciate is that we were talking about this like 2 weeks ago after the other Nintendo Direct, but April and May are kind of barren. Or we're kind of barren outside of Mortal Kombat, and now we have, Mortal Kombat, we got Resident Evil, we got Saints Row, and again, these aren't the biggest games, but they're games that might bring people to the table at least a little. So as long as they're good, obviously, it all depends on the quality of the port. So
Yes, 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 yes.
it's something. It's something until June. So what's coming out in June again? Isn't there something coming out in June?
Yeah, Super Mario Maker.
That was it, Mario Maker.
Oh,
I knew I forgot something.
right.
And then, of course, July is Fire Emblem. So, but anyway, it just makes me happy to see that there are some titles coming to like those months. So, and by the way, it's March when you're listening to this. What the frick?
Yeah,
Oh,
dude,
yeah,
Will and I were
right.
talking before the show. E3 is like 3 months and like a week away. 3 months and 2 weeks away.
Ugh. Make me feel old. All right.
They're going to reveal a Smash character there, though. We are 3 months and 2 weeks away from a Smash character reveal.
Hey, I'm
If
waiting
they
for
don't do it
until
sooner,
children to come out.
they could totally do it sooner.
Oh, they'll definitely do it sooner. But there's going to be one then.
We can hope. Anyway, so moving on to something Tyler is very excited about. Pauline!
Yeah.
She has been added or is going to be added?
He has been added.
By the time this podcast comes out, it's gonna be updated on the March update. So yes, it's gonna be available for March if you play the online tournaments. Yes.
So there you go,
Mario Tennis
Pauline.
Aces, Pauline has been added. She is a speedy character, which is interesting given her size. She seems fairly tall. Not as tall as she was in Odyssey, but she's bigger than Yoshi, and I think Yoshi was probably the biggest fast character. So yeah, I'm excited to see her added. Her special seems pretty cool. She does a concert before she blasts the ball
Yeah, that's
back.
one thing I love appreciating. Like they totally reference Odyssey, which she has her own tower, she has her own audience, basically own entourage for her special shot, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, Pauline is back. Like I was a big Rosalina guy. Like I loved Rosalina. She's my go-to in Mario Kart.
You
But
too.
I kind of like Pauline more. Like Pauline has made a comeback. Yeah.
That's pretty good. And then again, it just shows that Nintendo is continuing to add to the titles that have been doing. And again, Tennis was the one of the surprise hits of 2018 by far, with like 2.5 million sold, I believe it was, if not more. So, all right, now if you remember at the last Nintendo Direct, not the Pokemon one, the full Nintendo Direct, we had a reveal of the next Square Enix game from the team behind I Am Setsuna and Lost Sphere in Oninaki. And the team talked to Famitsu about the how the title came to be. And they go, "This is our third game, and the idea actually came from us joking about a game where you pass between the worlds of Lost Sphere and I Am Setsuna," which is hilarious for numerous reasons. "While we were honing that idea, those two worlds became the living and the dead. I think the exchanging world system suits those worlds of the living and the dead really well. We decided in the living world, everything would be colorful to evoke life, while in the land of the dead, or the beyond, as it's called in the game, there is a deep blue hue to evoke darkness and cold. The game then developed with that kind of contrasting theme." I like that. I like hearing these behind the scenes stories because it really gives you an insight to how the teams are thinking about. So,
Yeah, no, it's very cool to kind of get the develop or to understand the development process. I always like listening to developer interviews where they talk about, what spurred the decisions that kind of led to the final product.
I think it's funny that they said, "Hey, let's connect Eye of Setsuna to the Lost Sphere." And if you've actually like looked at those games, you know that that would be very hard to do. So, and but this team, like this team, is really coming to their own. Eye of Setsuna was very solid. I remember you reviewing that for the Switch when the system launched, Tyler. And
Yeah,
then
I liked it. I thought it was
L
good.
Lost Sphere was, decent enough. I was told it wasn't. Some people said it wasn't as good as I Am Setsuna, but with Oninaki, it definitely seems like a really deep, fully fledged RPG, and I might try it out when it arrives later this year. So, it's not an exclusive, but it looks cool. So, all right, and now for the next award-winning news piece, Johnny Cage is in Mortal Kombat 11. Yeah,
10 out of 10, good work.
thank you. I would like to thank the Academy. No, actually, I'd like to thank myself for all my hard work. No, but no, Johnny Cage has been officially confirmed for Mortal Kombat 11, another classic character coming to the game. And if you haven't seen his reveal trailer, dang it, just go check it out. All right, I mean, this is the most Johnny Cage has been in years. All right, and I say that knowing the plot line of Mortal Kombat 10, where he makes fun of Sonya Blade for being his ex. So there you go. But yeah, Johnny is in full display here. He actually can summon a stunt double, as I like to call it, to help him out. And then oh my gosh, his fatality is him trying to uppercut somebody, but the person refuses to get uppercut in the way that loses their head, and so they keep doing reshoots.
Like shoot number 51 to get it right.
It ended with 19, but yeah, it took 19 shots just to for Johnny to knock the head off the guy because he's not doing his job, which is a reference actually to the Mortal Kombat movie. This is where you fall, so that was hilarious. And then he actually hits a guy with an award for excellence in action, so
Yes, and the folks X-rays, yeah.
And as if that wasn't enough, at the end, he brings out an action figure Johnny Cage doll and plays with it.
I actually would not mind having that figurine being out here in retail sales, right? That actually looks like a very good figurine.
Yes,
It's just like, yeah, if you love Johnny Cage, and like, yeah, this is obviously a great trailer for you. I mean, Johnny Cage is just one of the most cockiest characters in the MK universe, and yeah, again, he's a celebrity. I've seen better executives who, like, who's much more with sharper blades than you. Like, the one that can cut your blade. Have you not been to Hollywood? Just so snarky. I love that attitude of him. And yeah, just like his famous nut punch. Like, come on, you cannot have Johnny Cage without his nut punch.
Yeah,
he
And
looks
just
so old in this game. Like,
well,
I know
he
he's
is old.
older. I
Oh, he
know,
is old.
I know, I know. I love Mortal Kombat games, but he does like Sonya doesn't look that old. Like she looks kind of old, but Johnny Cage is showing his age, but he is still a guy you don't want to mess with. He is a member of the Gurukki gang.
He's a member of the Expendables right now, all right? So
Yeah,
Expendables 5 starring Johnny Cage. Oh my gosh, he probably would do that movie. Ugh. Stallone, come on, keep up, man. No. But no, I'm glad that Johnny's in there. Johnny is classic, Johnny is eternal, and it's just the roster is slowly filling up as we get to the April 23rd, 25th, one of those two. April 20 something release date. So it's getting interesting, and there's been a lot of backlash about the characters getting in and the characters not getting in, and I'm like, haven't we learned by now that no one, not everyone is going to be happy, but to trust the developers to have a balanced roster. I mean, they know what they're doing, okay?
April 23rd, by the way.
That was it. I always said 13th, but then I realized that was a Saturday, and I'm like, I mean, they could release it on a Saturday. I wouldn't blame them for releasing it on a
How did you know
Saturday.
that April 13th was a Saturday?
Because April 14th is a Sunday.
How, is that Easter Sunday?
Yes, and that's when I start my training.
Okay, gotcha.
So, but
Whoa.
yeah. So you got to remember certain dates, Tyler.
You can't
But
tease the audience like that, Todd. Tell them what you're training for.
I am going to be training to become a professional wrestler. So,
And I'm
yes.
going to be his hype man.
Yes, he
I'm going to
is.
be the guy who carries him into battle and then turns around, revealing the true contestant. It's going to be Todd. He's going to jump off my back and then go win the Fry Cook game. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. So, all That's for another time. But yeah, we it's coming out April the game's coming out April 23rd, and we still got, I think, let's see. What has Johnny Cage put us to? Like 11, 12,
Yes.
12 characters?
I think
Cuz
11, yeah.
yeah, cuz the number we're going to be out is 27 or so I've been told. So, we still got like 10 plus characters to reveal. So that's we got time for classics, new characters, return, semi-popular characters. So, give NetherRealm credit. They've been making 11 Mortal Kombat games, plus the spin-offs, which are terrible. So they know what they're doing. All right. Okay. Let's talk Nintendo movies now, because there have actually been two Pokemon trailers for two different Pokemon movies that have come out in this week. First up, I want to talk about Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution, which is now basically confirmed to be a near one-to-one recreation of the first movie, just in 3D. Like, if you saw the trailer, have you guys seen the trailer?
Yeah, I've actually seen the screenshots of it, and yeah, I did, yes.
Okay, but and I'm gonna take Tyler's silence as a no. But yeah, they are basically making a perfect one-to-one recreation of Pokemon the first movie, likely the Japanese version, in 3D. So it's an interesting choice. And then, as Tyler mentioned, or sorry, as Will mentioned, there are screenshots of the shot of Ash, Brock, Misty, Pikachu, and Nurse Joy. They look okay.
It definitely gives that toy plasticky feel, almost robot chicken house style in a
That's
way.
it.
And
Plastic.
yeah, it's definitely an interesting take to say the least, because like the original Pokemon, the first Pokemon movie, like again, all hand drawn perspective, like
Beautiful.
like it was made during like the late 90s, which it was a timeless time.
Yeah,
So to
it was
see the
99, I believe, and then of course the next one was Pokemon 2000.
right
So
right right so to see this like jump in like how much has changed, especially with 3D models, like almost very claymation as well.
kinda.
It's like it's yeah, I mean, I don't mind seeing it again, but I'm just wondering how they're gonna take with this interpretation, like oh, 3D animation, like just I guess probably just bring it to this current generation. I don't know.
Just, I'm not saying I don't like it, because there was only one shot of Ash and Brock, so we honestly didn't even get to see him like anime, because it was literally just a still zoom in shot. But I don't know, it's just, it didn't look good. And I mean, and this is hilarious because we're going to be talking about Detective Pikachu next, but these two like are have different takes on how Pokemon should look in the movies in 3D, and I just don't think we've nailed it yet. We're not there yet. And I don't know. It's just sad, really. Tyler, did you see any of this? The screenshot of the trailer or something?
I did not. I'm sorry. I'm captivated right now because there's a apparently a Mortal Kombat 11 roster has been fully leaked.
What?
That's kind of been a while back, but I'm not
No,
gonna.
it just is a new thing. It just happened today on Reddit, and then it got removed quickly, which is usually a sign that it's real. It looks pretty real. I mean, it could be fake. I'm not gonna put my bets on either one at this point, but it's an interesting roster with that they're showing here. It looks kind of
Well,
legit.
don't leave us hanging. Who's leaked?
All right, well,
Fine, fine. Go ahead. Spoil us. Fine, fine.
so there's a couple characters I haven't heard of before, and it's hard to read them because this stupid thing doesn't have them all listed out exactly. But Cassie Cage has not been
Word.
confirmed yet, right? She's
Oh, no,
in
she's not. She's rumored, not
no.
confirmed.
Noob Saibot,
Course. Gotta move.
Kitana, of
Classic.
course.
Course.
Shang Tsung.
Ooh,
Of
oh
course.
yeah.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Shang Tsung and Shinnok.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Shinnok's dead.
Shinnok is a
Well,
head. He's a head.
technically he's he cannot die. He is still technically living.
Yeah. Yes.
He just lost his head.
Yeah. Well, here's the full roster. This is a
Okay.
better picture or better list. Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Raiden, Liu Kang, Kitana, Jade, Rain, Sonya, Johnny Cage, Noob, Smoke, Cyrax. Sorry, I lost my spot. Cyrex, Sindel, Reptile, Goro, Shang Tsung, Kung Lao, Fujin. I don't know who that is. Bo
Oh,
Rai
Fu! Oh,
Cho.
Fujin. Yeah. Okay.
Keep going.
Boraicho. Oh, okay. Fujin and Boraicho. Basically, the other guys besides Raiden, the gods. Yeah.
Frost,
Oh,
Tenchi.
Frost! Wow.
Stop
Just wait.
interrupting him, Will.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry.
Dagon, Kotal Kahn, Aaron Black, Cassie Cage, Jackie Briggs. Jackie Briggs is that was the one I couldn't read. Takeda, Kung Jin, and Jeras.
Wait, where's Jeras. Cabal?
Oh, good point.
Yeah, Cabal's already been
confirmed. This is an older article. This is not that. Sorry, that was my bad. I apologize to misleading people. This was from December 18th. The article I'm looking at. But hold on. I understand there's some confusion. The original thing I was saying is still real. That's from February 28th. That list that I was just reading off was from a different thing. It just Google lied to me and put it on the top of the search. But yes. Jackie is one that I was having a hard time reading originally on the actual leak. I will post a picture of it to NEP's Twitter so you guys can check it out for yourself. It's very hard to see because the writing of the names on the top, the font is not right. The pictures look good, but the actual the thing that the person did to try to write who they are is really hard to see.
Okay.
Again, until NetherRealm confirms it, I'm just continuing with a grain of salt for timing. Right
yeah,
now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, we don't want to be a Grinch about it.
That said, Shang Tsung was one of them.
All right.
People were upset because Reptile is not in this picture.
Well, we'll see. Again, I trust NetherRealm to get it done. So, all right. And so moving on to the Detective Pikachu number 2 trailer, where we get a more story on the Pikachu side of things. Tyler, why don't you take this away? Because I have a feeling you'll like this movie.
Yeah, this movie looks so good. Like, I don't understand. The haters and losers, of which there are many, please be quiet and watch this trailer. And then you tell me with a straight face that this movie doesn't look hilarious.
Movie does not look hilarious.
Thank you, Will.
Oh, come on.
You just have no sense of humor. Outside of your score bunny article, which was funny, you have no sense of humor. This was hilarious. We all remember that joke that you told in the beginning of the podcast that Will said was a bad joke. I can't even remember it was that unmemorable. That, sir, is how bad your sense of humor is. You leave
I'll
Detective
block
Pikachu.
You. See, laughing.
I was just laughing at my own being a jerk. Anyway.
You must laugh a lot.
This was... Yeah, that was a good one. This 2 minute and 30 second trailer, I am sold. In it, we see Ludicolo looking extremely odd, but also, you know, Ludicolo does look kind of odd. Apom looks kind of weird as well.
Apom.
Yeah, thank you, Apom. I didn't know how to pronounce that one. Not a very known Pokemon, admittedly. We see Snorlax just chilling, taking a sleep. And we see Pokéfloats with Mewtwo breaking through. And I think Mewtwo looks very good.
Mewtwo looks like a boss. Mewtwo is one of the few that I will openly admit looks epic. But they didn't have to like reinvent the wheel with that one. Because it's clear that he does not have fur. So
Yeah. But we got to see a better look at the movie, a little bit of plot details. And just we kind of got a better sense of what they're going for. This is definitely a comedy. Like,
they are
going to make you laugh. Well, I've seen a lot of people complain that the movie seems to have an identity crisis. Like, it's the realistic kind of style doesn't blend with the type of story they're trying to tell.
It does in some ways.
See, I disagree. I think it works quite well. It's a different take on Pokemon. It's an interesting take. But I am very excited for it. I'm trying to think of any other highlights. I think Pokéfloats and Mewtwo is kind of the big
Well, for me, like, of course, it's just Ryan Reynolds more or less stole the show. We're going to explain his kid. Maybe Josh faked his own death, or maybe someone faked his death, or someone has faked his own death. No, that didn't work out. And of course, with their cage member Charizard, okay, I faced someone before. Let me do this again. What are you doing? I'm sorry, I can't do it because everyone is like, staring. I can't do it again. Get me the hell out of here! You would have thought I hear Pikachu saying the H bomb. It's like
Pika Pika.
Yes, that Ryan Reynolds saying Pika Pika. I would never thought I'd live in a time to see the day to hear Ryan Reynolds say Pika Pika.
Still should have been Danny DeVito. Look, okay, here's my thing. So I watched the trailer. I honestly did. And there were points that were good enough. Like, I liked how the backstory, like, it showed why Pikachu's a detective and why he's looking for his dad and. The hat thing was nice and coffee and funny, haha, and Ryan Reynolds, of course, does an amazing job. That is undeniable. But again, it all goes back to the Pokemon. And between Apom looking like an actual monster, which is not how Apom looks in the games or the anime, Psyduck just looks way too furry. It's just weird how furry Psyduck looks. Snorlax I can forgive. I see him as a fluffy guy. I mean, he has to sleep all the time, so he might as well be comfortable in his bigness. Pikachu, I'll admit, I'm starting to get won over by Pikachu's look, but it's still not what I was expecting. And it's just some of the Pokemon look decent or good, like Mewtwo. Or I.
Flareon looked amazing.
Oh
Oh
yes,
yeah,
Larry.
Flareon.
Yes.
That was a, I liked that one. That was a good shot.
And you
Like.
can't tell me that Lickitung doesn't look great.
Oh,
Lickitung
Lickitung
looks
looks
just how
good.
Lickitung
Lickitung
could look.
looks
It's
good. Lickitung
creepy,
looks
but it's
good.
awesome.
I was surprised that people weren't impressed with Lickitung. I'm like, are you kidding me? This looks all, like a real life Lickitung.
Yeah.
So, but no, some of the Pokemon look good, like Mewtwo, Lickitung, Flareon. I'll even go Greninja, even though they do look a little bit tall for my taste, but whatever. But then you got like Psyduck, who's way too furry. Ambipom looked like a monster. Ludicolo, I'll go 50-50 on.
Well,
Char.
technically, Ludicolo is a furry, like a
This is true.
fuzzy
That,
duck.
but it just something just felt off. I can't explain. I have to look at the trailer again, but it just felt off to me. But it's just, I don't know. I mean, I'm not gonna watch this in theaters. I will likely rent it just so
Oh
I can.
my gosh, what a hater.
No, I'm not a hater. I
Oh,
just,
you're a hater.
I'm not a hater. I am speaking honestly. I will not see this in theaters, but I will rent it just so I can see it and judge it for myself. But
I
this is
am
not.
shocked and appalled.
No, I'm not. There are things.
Granbull, you didn't think Granbull looked like exactly like a Granbull should look. There's just the right amount of anger.
I'd have to relook at Granbull. I'm not going to make a judgment and not remember. But like I said, but even if that's one of the better ones, it's still 50-50 because
Don't you mean
Psyduck looks
Snubbull?
terrible.
Oh,
Yes.
I meant Snubbull. Yeah, I did
Yeah,
mean
Snubbull.
Snubbull.
Either way, it's some of them look terrible, some of them look great, and I'm not sold on the buddy cop thing. All right, and I'm a
Ryan
comic.
Reynolds! It's
It's
Ryan
Ryan
Reynolds!
Reynolds.
Even
Come on.
Ryan Reynolds does bad movies. This is known, as they say in Game of Thrones. This is known, Khaleesi. So, and yes, Tyler, I just called you a queen. Deal with it.
That's an honor and a privilege to be compared to the great Khaleesi.
This is known, but look, I'm not. Okay, if I was a hater, Tyler, I would say I hope this movie bombs. I will not say that because I don't want this movie to bomb because I want more Pokemon movies. But between Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution, what we've seen, and Detective Pikachu, what we've seen, we're just not there yet. We're just not to where that perfect balance between realistic and mimics the games. And I know it's a hard balance because you don't want it to be too cartoony, but you don't want it to be too realistic. Sorry. It's just there's a balance. We just haven't found that balance yet, and that's why I'm hesitant. That's all.
Two very important points. Oh, go ahead. Well, you make your points
Well,
first.
that's basically, again, that's kind of the whole argument we're going in of the uncanny valley. Like, you don't want to be too cartoony, you don't want to be too realistic, but again, like, if you don't strike the balance, you're gonna get caught in that uncanny valley because you'd observe, like, there is something off about it. I mean, again, that's the uncanny valley for you. So, like, just seeing realistic Pokemon, like, there is something that's kind of like off-putting, but like, that's your sense of like what you believe is the uncanny valley. So yeah. As you said, I can sympathize regarding to your point of view that, yeah, perhaps we're not at that point, but at the same time, I don't. I've seen like also other animations, almost 3D animations, other shows, and sometimes they can pull it off. So we're definitely kind of like getting there, but maybe not to the point. Who knows? It feels
There
like we're getting there soon.
was definitely not enough Grookey
Oh gosh.
in the show, I will say. And also my other point, Khaleesi definitely a member of Grookey Gang.
Oh,
Enough with the
stop!
Grookey
Yeah,
Grookey Gang.
she is
Will
not a
you try to
monkey.
start trouble?
She is not
I
a
am not trying to
monkey.
start trouble. I'm just want to have save our audience from here from
Okay.
listening to you saying Grookey for this entire podcast.
This is what the audience cares about, Will.
It's not. And you are insulting Adannis Targaryen of the House Targaryen. She is the dragon. Dragons breathe fire, and so she would want Score Bunny.
No, Score Bunny. She wouldn't want
That
a
is
Pokemon
known.
that ran from the little tiny little Sobble.
Okay, you do realize that Sobble did not appear till 5 seconds after he left,
Yeah, and
right?
why did he run, you might ask?
He
Because
didn't
he
run,
saw
he jumped!
Sobble. He saw
He
Sobble coming.
jumped!
That little tiny thing was coming out of the water. It was going to really hurt Score Bunny. He had to
He
run.
wasn't even looking in that direction! You can't even say that!
Oh,
He was not looking in that direction! We're moving on! We're moving on! All right, before we get to our Pokemon main event and having Tyler talk infinitely more about Grokey,
Grookey,
I know,
Grook.
I'm just saying Grokey to tick you off now. On Death Battle, they have released the Mega Man Battle Royal between Mega Man, Mega Man X, Mega Man Volnutt, Mega Man.exe, and Star Force Mega Man. And spoilers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 2, 2. Kidding. Mega Man.exe won.
What? No, Mega Man X should win.
No.
Oh.
Mega Man X was strong, Mega Man X was fast, but both Star Force and EXE were faster and stronger based on their feats in both the games, the animes, and the manga. And in the case of Mega Man.exe, he apparently crossed the entire Cyberverse, which is a living universe within the internet, in less than a minute, which means he was six duodecillion times faster than the speed of light.
That's 60 zeros there.
Yeah.
Respectfully
The
disagree.
number, not the character.
Agree to disagree.
Watch the battle and judge for yourself. But they made it clear. Hey, I was thinking X was going to win too, for the record. I picked X in my Todd Talk show. But I also gave me an abstention because I'm like, there's no way I can cover all five characters on my own and get this right. So I did not win or lose during that fight. But the battle itself was fun, seeing all five of these Mega Men doing battle in their 2D forms, and then they made Mega Man Volnutt a 2D character, obviously a 3D character.
I'm just kind of sad that Vona got so little representation, like, and that little bit, because of this story, never mind, because Legend 3 is never gonna come out
Yeah.
in on Capcom, which is
Yeah. Yeah, it was hilarious. But this was a really fun episode, and so if you are a Mega Man fan, go to the Death Battle channel on YouTube, or if you are part of Rooster Teeth, go ahead and look that up and go and support the show. It's a really fun episode. It's one of the longest episodes they've ever done because they had to do five characters, and it was really worth it. And then to Overwatch fans, the next episode is Black Widow from Marvel versus Widowmaker from Overwatch. So it's gonna be interesting. And for the love of all that's holy, ladies and gentlemen, stop saying that Natasha Romanoff does not have a sniper rifle. She's Russian! She lives sniper rifles! It's literally in their blood. They made one of the greatest sniper rifles ever with the Dragunov. You really think Natasha doesn't know how to use that? Come on! Grow a pair, people. Okay, calming down. Calming down. And Will, I don't know if you heard this, but it will be a 3D fight. So they are going to use the model
Sweet.
from Overwatch. So
Sweet.
I think it's going to be good. All right. So as we talked about, we know a lot about Gen 8 and its starters with the region, parts of what it's looking like. But now we're going to dive even deeper. We're going to talk about what we liked, what we didn't really like, and then what are our expectations going forward as we get ever closer to its release. And we're going to do this in a Nintendo discussion. So let's just start off with this. Let's talk about, we'll each go down and say what we liked about the reveal, what we didn't like about the reveal. So Tyler, start with you.
I liked pretty much everything about it, to be honest. I told you my only dislike earlier. I think that the Galar region looks phenomenal. I like the fact that it's based off of England. That's really cool. We've done France in Gen 6, so it's good to get that the Brits involved. I think
Brits.
The Brits. I think that allows for some creative settings for sure. Some creative themes we might see. I've already seen some people looking at the starters and comparing them to using them for different sports, particularly Squirt Bunny as a soccer player, which makes a lot of sense. At the end of the trailer,
Or
we
in this
saw,
case, football for them.
yeah,
Football.
yeah, uh,
Football.
yeah, I guess we'll call it football. Yeah, but no, I'm
Football.
going to call it soccer. the yeah, but we saw the trainer walking in with a soccer jersey on some arena at the very end, which pretty cool.
You're not gonna offend a whole lot of English people, audience, if we have any. You do realize that, right?
You can
Just let him
at me
go.
at TylerCalabon94. I'll explain to you why soccer is a better name. Football is uncreative. They're like,
Just
oh, what do you
get
do? You
on
use
with
your
it.
foot, and it's a ball.
Dude,
Anyway,
get on with it.
I liked the overall the city that we saw. We saw a couple different locations. One was just a snowy town, which was pretty cool. But I really liked the verticality. Actually, when you said that earlier, talking about the shape of the region, Todd, I thought you were going to talk about the city itself. because it did look like, and partly mostly due to the fact that, you know, it's on a home console now, but it felt like we were in a really big actual city at a couple different points. I like the graphical style a lot. This is what I had hoped to see in Let's Go. Let's Go was really safe in its envisioning of Kanto. And the Galar region looks to be a lot more creatively rich. So I loved that. I was a big fan of pretty much everything we saw. The only thing I didn't like was that the roots looked a little empty. And I'd like to see them fill that in, but I'm sure that they will.
Well, how about you?
For me, I'm just kind of as well. Like the environments themselves, like it really pops out. And considering the fact we came from the like handheld consoles to finally back to the console, and it's like I'm really, really amazed at the technology. Especially that one scene where you're going looking out the hills and you see a crop circle on that one mountainside or hillside. It's like wow, like yeah, the snowy actually going to a mine cavern with that with jewels and all colors. It's like wow. I definitely do wonder if they kind of have any sort of like dynamic watering like in other games from before. I wonder, but yeah, just overall, like as I said, like the verticality is just a straight up. We're actually literally going north, or I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it's probably is going north into that the stadium, through the football stadium of your like yeah, customizing of your avatars naturally, and then just everything about it. It basically is. They are, as they said, like the director spoke, that they're gonna try something new of Pokemon while still trying to maintain the core values of what Pokemon is. So, yeah, we're going to the like, incorporation of football and the architecture as well. Like, I yeah, during the introduction of the three starter Pokemon, I can't help but remind her of that little like mill slash steel mill. It reminds me of Big Ben
Yeah,
in
no, that's what they're
London.
saying, that it's supposed to be Big Ben reference.
Ah, okay. So it just really great about it. So, yeah, like I there's if anything else, like I give props to Pokemon. It's the, like showing off, like really pulling off like many references from the real life locations of like yeah, Alola, Hawaii, France. So heck, I would just wonder how it's gonna be closely related to England and the Northern UK. So that's one thing I'm looking forward to. And just as a minor note, like have you seen like the makeup lines from the internet just saying like hello there, and, like do you want to have a fight? Yeah, like it was just like so hilarious.
God bless the internet. And I say that because I'm literally on Twitter right now and I see the Pokemon Shield, Pokemon Sword, Pokemon Gun art, and it's kind of depressing, really. I mean, there's someone who's actually made a Pokemon Gun logo and it actually kind of looks legit, even though it's clearly not. And then there's one that gives a Sobble the gun, and then someone gave Grookey the gun, and it's like, why is this happening?
It's
Oh
the
gosh.
internet, yeah. It's
Yeah.
the
Is that a monkey? He's got a gun!
I love it.
Oh gosh. Oh boy. But no, I liked pretty much everything about it too. I do wish we had a little more insight into it. I do also wish that they didn't, what's the right word? Fake us out with the non-new Pokemon reveals. Like we saw battles between older Pokemon first, and that actually threw me off, because again, I just woke up to watch this direct, and all of a sudden I'm seeing older Pokemon. I'm like, wait a minute, where's the new Pokemon? And so I know that they're just waiting to show the starters, and that's fine, but I do wish we saw a little more. And I'm also curious about how the Galar region is gonna work. What I mean by that is, with all the other regions, even in Alola where you're island hopping, you got a sense of, you know, direction and scale. Whereas with the map with the Galar region, even though it looks great, are we going top to bottom? Are we going bottom to top? Are we starting in the middle and working one way, then working our way back? And it just doesn't look that populated in some areas. And I don't know if this is like an unfinished map or, you know, they're not trying to show everything, but it just didn't look like filled, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean,
So.
I agree. We got to remember, though, the game's at least 9 months from release.
Oh, I
That's a
agree.
lot of development
Oh,
time.
absolutely. It's plenty of time. It's just it has me. It makes these are the things that keeps me up at night. No, I'm joking. But we'll see, obviously. But these are the things I wonder about. And so, But aside from that, I think, again, the graphics look good. I'm loving the details that I'm seeing. I like all three starters, even though Score Bunny is the best. And
You weren't you were like, you pick one, Yanvir, and I'll take the one that you don't take.
No, I
You're
literally,
a
no, look up the
Fairweather Score
chat.
Bunny fan.
Look up the chat. I wanted Sobble, and then you go, Yanvir had Sobble, and I go, dude, is that true? And he goes, yeah. And it's like, okay, I'll take Score Bunny. I can live with that.
Even worse.
That's why I went all in on Score Bunny. And the more I wrote about Score Bunny, the more the truth came to light, Tyler. I
Okay, well,
embraced the truth while you can't face the facts.
I mean, we know that you've already had a Freudian slip on air. It's very embarrassing. We'll move on, you know.
Freudian
We'll let
slip. What are you
it.
talking about? I wasn't the one who lied about how I picked Score Bunny, so.
Yeah, you actually picked a different one.
Yeah.
Anyway, how do you guys feel about the fact that they're playing it kind of traditional with the gym styles? I mean, gyms are back, so.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with, because here's the thing. While paradigm shifts like the Alola region are great, you can't keep doing that, else it's not a paradigm shift anymore. It's just the new routine.
Right.
So by going back to, and since this is a more traditional region with the non-island setup, it makes sense to go back to the gyms. And they still got plenty of room to throw in twists and stuff and such, but given that this is the first core title on the Switch, they're going to want to go as traditional as possible with obviously different story and characters and Pokemon and all that to make sure that they appeal to as many people as possible. So in that sense, I think it's fine.
Yeah, I basically have no objections as well. Like, again, wow, I definitely appreciate like Pokemon tried to just do something new before. Like, it just is something really great about going back to traditional gyms. And I don't know if they're gonna do like an extra twist to it like they did in like Gen 1. Then, yeah, I don't mind. Again, there's something traditional about it. Like, you just don't change. It feels like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that gyms are back. I do hope that there are some more gameplay twists that will be revealed that kind of take a few more risks. I mean, we've looked at how Mario Odyssey kind of changed the game for the Mario franchise, and how Breath of the Wild changed the game for the Zelda franchise. And every game, you know, doesn't have to be groundbreaking. But this obviously isn't going to be one of those, whoa, this has changed the way I view Pokemon. It's very much a traditional Pokemon entry, which I think is great. It's fine. I'm happy for it. But I'd like to see a little bit more, you know, innovation, take a few more chances.
But again, this is only like the smallest of teaser trailers, so
Right.
we got time, and we still don't know like who the bad guys are, or oh my gosh, Team Gun. We will
Oh,
blow
no.
you away!
Obviously,
Okay.
that soccer stadium tease was a big deal because yeah,
Poké
otherwise they wouldn't
Sports.
have just dropped it and ran away. Like that's going to be some sort of game mode, I would imagine.
I could dig it. Poké Sports. You
Yeah.
know? So, I don't know. There's a lot of potential. And again, they still got plenty of time to, you know, show off all these things and get us interested. So,
Grookey would be the nicest midfielder. Oh my god.
yeah, and then
He.
Score Bunny would be the speedy forward who goes and scores the goals.
You know what?
Oh,
Maybe
please.
Grookey would
Sabo would
be.
probably be the best strategist out there.
No, he'd be the goalie because you wouldn't see him. He would water the field so you can't see him, and then he would jump when you kick the ball to make sure that he blocks it in the right direction. See,
Yeah,
of
no,
the three of us, I've actually played soccer.
I could see Grookey being like a Harry Kane type, you know, the most prolific goal scorer
Oh,
in all
gosh.
of Poké League soccer.
Shut up, Tyler. Gosh. All right, let's focus on things we hope for. What is our number one thing that we hope for in Pokemon Sword and Shield? Will, let's start with you.
Well, what I hope for this game is basically, I mean, they threw they with Pokemon, well, let's go Eevee and Pikachu. They threw away with HMs and TMs, so there's that. But what I basically want them to do, I guess it's just regarding to like one is regarding to interactivity with the Pokemon. That's one thing I gotta appreciate regarding to Let's Go Eevee and Pikachu is because like one. You actually can't interact with your Pokemon, interact with Pikachu, Eevee. That was like one of the main attractions of that game. So, if possible, what I want them to do with Sword and Shield is like definitely some sort of that interaction. It's like something of a bond mechanic that allows you to like really bond with your Pokemon. And I don't know, maybe perhaps also bring back of the, I guess, did the other previous games also start the egg system? Yes.
Sorry, I couldn't catch that.
The previous Pokemon games will have the egg system still?
The egg system, yeah.
Oh yeah, the eggs are going to be there forever. That's just a natural part of the game now.
Okay. So yeah. Overall, for me, I just really want them to like really incorporate like again a bonding, much more interactivity with Pokemon. Just like you know it's there. Like Pikachu, as you said, like Pikachu go trails behind you, or have even the new Pokemon trail behind you, or like come up on your head of that sort. Yeah, something of that sort. Interactivity with your Pokemon.
Yeah, that's a good one. I would say two things. One, I want regional variants again. I love the Alola types or the Alola Pokemon, and I would like to see that come back.
See, I think that's a risk because again, it goes back to the Grand Trials. You know, it's good when it happens one time, but then if everyone keeps doing it, then it's not special anymore.
I mean, I agree, but I do like the redesign on the older Pokemon. I see where you're coming from for sure, but I almost honestly I feel the same way about the Grand Trials. I'm fine that gyms are coming back. I wouldn't have minded if they did something totally different again. And I think that regional variants were really cool. I like those redesigns. So I do hope they come back. I mean, I agree it wouldn't be as whoa, you know, this is a cool luxury. That being said, I still want it to come back. And the second thing I really want is what everybody wants, a decent story. I'd really like to
Yes.
see a story that is kind of fully fleshed out. I enjoyed, I know they took good steps in Sun and Moon, and I'd like to
Absolutely.
see that go further. I'd like to see characters come back. I love recurring characters, so I maybe we could see Lily again.
That'd be a nice
Something that kind of
twist.
ties Galar to the rest of the Pokemon universe would be great.
Like that blue green, yeah, have them appear back again, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, my biggest thing is I want them to continue to push the graphics as far as they can because now that they've got the HD graphics, they can take bigger steps. And with the 3DS, they honestly did take big enough steps. Like with the what was the French city in X and Y?
Lumiose City.
Lumiose. I knew it started with an L. I kept thinking Lucidity, and I'm like, that's a person. Yeah, Lumiose City. You know, that was a great one. And then they did certain things in Alola that was really cool. But now that they've got the HD graphics, and we already saw pieces of it, like the Big Ben clock tower thing, and the characters and their animations. But you know, keep pushing it. And then with the Pokemon attacks, you know, don't be afraid to add that extra spice and maybe have more cutscenes, especially with the legendary Pokemon, which apparently we're gonna have at least one wolf because of the head on the sword and the shield. But which I fully support. Wolves are awesome. Winter is coming. And you know, like I want them to see they ha now that they have the HD, you know, again, I didn't love, but I liked Pokemon Let's Go because it was fun for what it was. But the best part for me was Eevee. Eevee just looked so adorable, and I liked interacting with my Eevee and making it laugh and making it smile and making it talk not like an Eevee, which Will knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. But like, I want to see them do that with these Pokemon. Now, obviously, you can't do that for every Pokemon per se, and that's okay. But you know, more cutscenes, you know, have more fun with it, and you know, really rank. Make it feel like a true jump into the HD world of Pokemon because that's what we've been wanting to see for so long, and now you're finally giving it to us. So let's see how far you go with it. And then as a side, I'll call it 1A. Make as many epic Pokemon as possible. All right, because I know we're on Generation 8, and you have to be running out of ideas for Pokemon by now. I mean, I could we really thought they were after Gen 5. I mean, Gen 5 was awful, okay? And then X and Y saved it with the, you know, less is more approach, and then we had the regional variants with 7. But make as many epic Pokemon as possible. Throw everything at the wall, see what sticks, and just go for broke, okay? I don't care. I mean, you've already made a sword and a shield Pokemon, all right? So nothing, and don't forget about the ice cream, okay? Nothing is off limits. Everything is permitted, right, Will? Everything is permitted.
Nothing is true. Everything is permitted. I mean, heck, we have a chandelier. We have Sword
Yeah.
and Shield. What's next?
Yeah.
It got to be a door Pokemon, a chair Pokemon.
We've
Like,
had
it literally anything could be
a
now. Like,
sarcophagus, so you know, like I want this to be a region that is memorable. I mean, Alola and Kalos are memorable in their own rights, and that was good. But for this one, just like with the graphics, just like with the region, just like with the avatars and the starters, you know, this region needs to stand out because this is the first console core title. I mean, we've had Stadium, we've had Coliseum, we've had Battle Revolution, which I hate, and you know, all the other spin-offs, but this is the first core title. They need to stick this landing. And you know, I know people are already hyped because apparently, and I can't verify this because it was IGN, too much water, but apparently this is already the most pre-ordered game on Amazon in 2019, and which doesn't mean much per se, but I don't know. I'd have to verify that myself. But yeah, apparently pre-orders went up on Amazon like it's already sold out.
Well, it's
So
Pokemon, man.
it
It's
is.
Pokemon.
This is true. This is true. So. Yeah, but that's my wish. You know, you push the graphics to the limit and then just have a great Pokemon roster for the region. So that's that for me.
Right, and again, so as we approach it, naturally the wars of the stars is gonna continue on until its eventual age, which
Yeah.
Tyler's still gonna go with Grookey Gang and all that, so yes, meh.
And hey, that's his right. Again, this is the nerd rage debate that I can support because in the end, we're all going to pick the starters that we want and we're all going to have fun. It's not like the Marvel versus DC debate where they're trying to pray that, you know, Captain Marvel doesn't get a $100 million opening. I'm like, grow up. You know, we're all going to buy Pokemon, we're all going to get the starters that we want, and then it's just some of us are going to get the better starters. That's
Right, and that's Grookey
so
Gang.
score bunny. So yeah, but you know, I'm very excited for this. I mean, again, this direct was perfect, and it gave us just enough to get us going and have us be happy. And in the end, that's what we need. We need just enough to keep us going. And then when it comes out, we're gonna like when the first trailer comes out, we're gonna be glued to it and dissecting every little inch about it. So, and I look forward to that because it looks like this looks like it's gonna be fun. Any final thoughts on the direct today, boys?
Again, I'm just gonna say Pokemon again. Why is it you gotta make the starter Pokemon so cute in every single generation? I mean, granted, the first evolution it's always the cutest ones before they go all JoJo Burly, but yeah. Overall, yeah, the starter Pokemon are cute, and yeah, as that internet meme has and Tyler has also explained, they're pretty much the Powerpuff Girls, if anything else. Yes.
Yeah,
Oh my gosh, he
I
did.
started that.
He did. He literally said that in his piece that this is basically that Grookey was the Buttercup of the Powerpuff Girls, which who was clearly the best one. And I was like, dude, do not open up the can of worms that is the Powerpuff Girls. And sure enough, there is a picture out there of Grookey, Scorbunny, and Sobble
If
in
you
the
don't
Power.
say Grookey, I swear to God.
You'll what? You'll
I
what?
will climb through my computer screen.
Grow. Keek. Oh, the frick! Oh, dang it, Tyler. How'd you do that? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Lest we forget, I have power over you, Tyler. You owe me $20.
Yeah, I do still. That's true.
Anyway, but Grookey and Scorbunny and Silver are all good starters, and the fan art is hilarious, and I look forward to this. And again, the Pokemon community is really good. So, yeah. All right, with that. Unless you have any final thoughts, Tyler.
I don't. I've given you every thought I have.
There you go. So
I'm
with
all out of
that,
thought.
yeah. Ooh, that's you, dude. That's too wide open. All right, I am saving you from yourself because you just gave me like five jokes I could have said there, but I will not because I am a compassionate host sometimes. Anyway, so with that, we are ending this episode of the Nintendo Entertainment Podcast, Tyler.
Yes, this week we asked you which Pokemon will be your starter,
No, we
and
had the other poll question.
54% of you said
Nah.
Grookey. You know, you understand, Grookey Gang, all that. Thank
Jeez,
you
get to
for
the
the
real
love.
Paul, Tyler.
17% said Scorbunny, and 29% said Sobble.
Get to the
You know, I
real
respect. Okay,
Paul.
we
Oh,
also asked
hold on,
you.
stop. If we're gonna do that, we're gonna do this. I took a screenshot of Twitter during the height of the Pokemon Direct
This is
tweets.
relevant.
This is totally relevant because 139,000 people have tweeted about Score Bunny, 131,000 tweeted about Sobble, and 110,000 for Grookey.
That's right. Well, they were all negative. Like, there was a lot of negative takes on Score Bunny and Sobble's. Grookey's was strictly positive. That was
really?
Where that came
I
from.
I seem to recall in your article a tweet about Grookey being trash.
Okay, yeah. Most people are dumb, Todd. Most people are dumb.
Wow.
Anyway, not you, dear listener. I'm not talking about you. You know the people that I'm talking about, the people who would pick anybody but Grookey. Anyway, we also asked you how you felt about Reggie Fils-Aimé's retirement, and 7% were sobbing uncontrollably, 21% were just a little sad. None of you felt empty inside. I thought that was odd. And 72% of you said Reggie crying faces.
Yeah, I'm still sad about Reggie, but, you know. We shall persevere, and that's why I'm actually kind of glad that this direct happened, because it kind of, you know, helped us rebound a little. This is our rebound chick. No, that sounded wrong. I apologize, but yeah, we're definitely feeling better. So for this particular poll question, how excited are you for Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield? Are you A, ready to catch them all again? B, excited but want more information. C, need more information before deciding. D, unimpressed, Grookey sucks.
Todd, I swear.
Anyway, but no, like, last one, I'm not impressed. So I would be very surprised if that's higher than 10%. But then again, our poll numbers sometimes vary, so it's possible that could happen. Anyway. But yes, do let us know what you think about that, what you thought about the direct as a whole, whether you're excited for the Saints Row and Resident Evil ports, are you excited for Johnny Cage in Mortal Kombat, which of the two Pokemon movie trailers did you think was best, if either, and did you watch the Mega Man Battle Royale on Death Battle, and if not, why not? Go watch it. Seriously, go! So, 4. Hellius Tyler, Wario Will, I am Triforce Todd, and ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. We are not out of lives. We've made it to the end of the level, so raise the flag.